Okay, what about your grandmother on the father's side? Was she in born in Palestine too?
Yes.
What about her occupation?
She was a teacher.
Uh-huh. And your other grandparents, where were they from?
They were both from the Salish community, both born in Charlotte County.
As far as native ancestry goes, you can't get better than this at Talla County.
Yeah, they all are Talla County.
And his occupation?
He was a farmer.
Okay. Yes. Hers?
She was a housewife.
Know anything about her stealing?
I know my grandmother told me when she was going to school, she used to recite old lessons and show how poems, so how well she remembered them, but I don't know how far she went in school. I just know she did go to school, probably to the 8th grade, because I think that was as far as the school down at the end of the county was going.
Yeah. Okay. What about your grandfather's school?
I would think it probably would be about the same thing, probably 8th grade.
Are you married?
I'm separated. Yeah.
Okay, so we can get started with the questionnaire. Some of the stuff has to do with rural life. If you're not familiar with it, that's okay. Just as interested in what you don't know is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, this house right here. The room that you would use to entertain guests, if you had company, what room would that be?
It would probably be here.
Mm-hmm. And you call this the
living room. Mm-hmm.
Any other names you've heard people use around here for the living room?
I think they say parlor.
Mm-hmm.
I think they say parlor. That's synonymous. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is with living room.
Okay. Alright. How would you say the ceiling is in this room? It's about...
It's 8 feet. It's 8 feet.
Okay. Yeah, do you have a fireplace anywhere in the house?
No.
No fireplace.
No fireplace.
You ever lived in a house that had one?
Yes, I have.
Do you know anything about how you build a fire in one?
Let's try to get a large log for the back, and maybe some, well, people call it kindling, tender wood, just little pine knots, what have you, because they lit up a very volatile, they were able to keep the fire going, you know. So we get that on some smaller sticks, maybe with the use of some coal oil or kerosene or something.
Mm-hmm.
Pour all of that on. It's been so long though since I've been around one.
Yeah.
And that you start a fire, that's been 30 years ago, I guess. That's maybe I was 6 or 7 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any other names for the big piece of wood that would burn a long time?
I'm sure that I have, but I can't recall any right now.
Backlog, backstick?
Backlog, probably. Back. Uh-huh.
Okay. Did that big piece of wood rest on anything inside the fireplace?
Yeah. I don't know what these things are called, andirons or what, but there was some irons that I thought I could draw a sketch on that was sitting in the fireplace if it would.
Sure.
Rest on.
You ever heard dog eyes or fire dogs?